The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Set in the village of Faha in 1970s Ireland, it's a village facing change. The character of Noel comes to stay with his grandparents after a failed attempt at becoming a priest. This is Happiness, is a book full of laughter and warmth, and its author Niall Williams is with me now. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I make the point again, a great time to release a book in the middle of a pandemic. It must have crossed your mind when you knew it was coming out around here. We needed a bit of a laugh.
Well, the book originally came out a year ago in hardcover, and at that time, none of this was on the horizon. And then coming out now, it's either the absolutely wrong time or the absolutely right time to have a book that recalls a glorious summer.
Yeah, well, we need a glorious summer. I mean, I love the idea that it stopped raining in Clare, and it was like the first time ever, which I think a lot of people listening to us in Clare right now will empathise with.
Yes, well, I mean, this. I think in time when the pandemic is recalled in 20 years' time, people will, in the west of Ireland anyway, recall that it was absolutely glorious weather. So through April and May here in West Clare, we had not a drop of rain, really. And the fact that it's raining now and has, that all has disappeared, I think that will be forgotten, and people will still always remember it as beautiful weather, everybody painting their houses and making their gardens.
You were very mindful of depicting Clare, where you grew up, in a very honest way. Faha, it's not a real place, but how honest were you when you were putting all these characters in place, their interactions and the way that people would have behaved at this time in the 1970s, effectively?
In the 50s, in the late 50s.
50s, I beg your pardon, yeah.
So it is, yeah. So it's the novel takes place during the summer in 1958 when electricity comes to Faha. And so I moved here with Chris 35 years ago, and so in the mid-80s, and I was very struck by the fact that people, not very old people could recall when the electricity came, and they could recall coming home from school and being allowed to be the one to switch on the light. And it just struck me that that was a sort of extraordinary thing to happen midway through the 20th century. And the human element of it, not just the fact of it, you know, the sort of the economics of it and the government decision-making around it, but the actual what it meant for people at that moment when they moved halfway through the 20th century, they finally joined the 20th century. They left a way of life that was the 19th century way of life. And so that became the thing I wanted to write about. And so in terms of how true it is, I think most of it is human observation, and we've lived here now, as I say, for that period of time, and people here I found are remarkable in their warmth and generosity and the spirit and spirit of endurance, especially when living in a sort of marginal place. And so the novels, I think, seeks to sort of celebrate that, those people.
Electricity,
and,
of course, is a... Electricity is a thing. The character of Noel was a person. And the story, obviously, we hinted at it there. He failed to become a priest. He'd gone back home dejected. That was the dream for every Irish mammy.
Yeah.
But he's falling in love for the first time, and the conflicting emotions that come with that.
Yeah. I think if we're lucky enough, we can all recall a time when our own lives became electric. And our own emotions were churned and switched on in a way that we hadn't anticipated before. So in a way, the novel is dealing with that transformative moment. The two polarities of life that we experience, love and death, are both things that he experiences that summer when he's at his grandparents' house. And so the novel moves between those happy and sad polarities, I think, in a way that sort of connects, for me at least, with electricity coming.
I know we always hark back to it was a simpler time, but it was a simpler time in many ways, wasn't it? There wasn't as much movement. If you left, you probably didn't come back quickly. You were gone. And that very much dictated the pace of life in a village such like this.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I mean, it was simpler on the surface level, at least, for sure. I think human beings are still as complicated they were still as complicated then as they are now, and complex and profound. So I don't wish to make people seem any more, any sort of simpler than you know, we might think of them now. But I think people have their own profundity, and they had their own profundity then. It just may not have been as spoken about. So, but yes, ostensibly this was a place still within the rhythms of the farming year, still within a rhythm dictated by the weather, seasons and things like that, and living on a sort of margin out on the western seaboard.
It's a remarkable story set at a remarkable time. People love this type of period drama. We'll call it a period drama. The British would probably call it a period drama, but we're getting that old, that the 50s constitutes a period drama. But you've a bit of a track record of this as well, because another book, Four Letters of Love, well, that was your first novel. That's now heading into TV development. It won't be made anytime soon by the accounts of COVID. But like we were talking to an author yesterday, are you anxious about that transition from the book, all those lovely characters that you crafted, being represented by real people on a TV screen?
I don't know. I'm not anxious at the moment, because I think it's sort of it still feels somewhat unreal to me in the distance. So many film and TV projects now are kind of stalled in a kind of, I don't know, they're just in a holding area, and I don't know what will happen when the world of the TV and film returns production. But that novel is so long ago written that I don't feel ownership over it in a way anymore. I feel it exists in its own and belongs to readers and other people who've sort of come to it. So I'd be interested to see. I wrote the screenplay of Four Letters, and you know, we sort of hope that it's going to be shot next year, if next year bears any resemblance to
2021. Can't be any worse than 2020. I'm going on the record saying that now, with the confidence of a man in July. The book is called This Is Happiness. It's out now in paperback. Niall Williams, thank you so much. Enjoy the summer in County Clare, whatever the weather brings you. Thank you very much for sharing time with us this morning.